Welcome to Debriefing the Law Daily Update. Today is November 17th, 2020, and this is what's happening. Now that control of the Senate will be determined by the two Georgia Senate runoff elections, there is this idea that is gaining some steam that people should move to Georgia just to vote in the election. I mean, former Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang tweeted yesterday, "Great news, hashtag Yang Gang. Evelyn and I are moving to Georgia to help Ossoff and Reverend Warnock win." Not so fast, presidential candidate Yang. What, do you think you can encourage people to commit felonies? I mean, last I checked, you lost the election. Yeah, enticing people to commit felonies is something you can only do after becoming president. But Georgia officials are also warning people not so fast. You see, it's against the law to move to the state just so that you can vote for Senate candidates in a runoff election. So if Georgia is on your mind at this time of year, make sure it's because you like peaches and peanuts. All right, also in the news, Jack Zhao, the CEO of a telecom company, iTalk Global Communications, was arrested yesterday for allegedly paying $1.5 million to the Harvard fencing coach to get his son into Harvard. Now, this is just the latest of many indictments based on the college admission scandal. We've already seen Felicity Huffman and Aunt Becky go down, but I gotta tell you, I don't see what's the big deal here. I mean, I thought college was supposed to prepare young people for the real world. And the offspring of the rich getting undeserved and unwarranted favors is the real world. What? Do you think that President George W. Bush got into Yale because of his SAT scores? I mean, come on. Well, lastly, Taylor Swift is back in the news in her attempt to get the rights to the master recordings of her first six albums. The guy who owned the rights to her first six albums, Scooter Braun, refused to sell them to her, instead selling them to Shamrock Holdings. Swift, not wanting to just shake it off, has decided to play hardball. Since she is the talent and possesses the creative rights to her music, she's just going to re-record the music and make new master copies. So is she just being mean? Is she trying to stick it to the man? Well, to you Taylor Swift fans, you need to calm down. It's gonna be all right. But to the unfortunate company who bought the rights to the master recordings and now realizes that Swift is just going to re-record them and make them better, yeah. You should have said no. Well, that's the update for November 17th, 2020.